It is a pain that only a handful of families could possibly understand, the loss or injury of a loved one in a high-profile case. Over the past year, the families of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Jacob Blake have bonded over their tragedies privately, while also at the same time being propelled into the national spotlight.
News Nation's Felicia Bolton spoke to the father of Jacob Blake about what they have experienced over this past year and the Chauvin trial. She joins us tonight. Felicia.
And an exclusive interview, Jacob Blake Sr. describes the personal connection he shares with the Floyd family. It's one he says gives him the strength to see the next day.
Their names are synonymous with a national movement. As people chanted in the streets, both for and against their cases, the families of George Floyd, Jacob Blake Jr., and Breonna Taylor created a bond over deep pain and unexpected global fame.
We all feel each other. We all became a part of the same fraternity because each one of the families had experienced police brutality in a way that was not acceptable.
Jacob Blake Sr. is the father of Jacob Blake Jr., the 29-year-old man paralyzed after being shot by a Kenosha police officer in August 2020. Reaction to his son's case has been polarizing.
When I started receiving death threats in Wisconsin, it was unbelievable to me. All I was doing was standing up for my son, and they were telling me they would kill me. Why?
He says connecting with these other families helps him get through the hardest days.
Some days when the sun comes up and you've already been up for 2 hours, but the sun is finally up and you have to get to peel yourself out of the bed, well, you're still dealing with this immense weight. We could pick up the phone and we could call each other, and inside of seconds, we laughing about something. Or, you know, we're teasing each other.
We, the jury, in the above entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
Blake Sr. says the outcome of the Chauvin trial could lead to police reform.
It's not abolishing the police. It's abolishing the way that they police. And starting from the beginning, it's not taking away the rights of the total police department.
But he says that doesn't change the heartache these families will forever feel.
I understand at the same time, no matter what the verdict is, it's not going to bring George back.
Blake says he was supposed to be right there with the Floyd family in court, but wasn't well enough to make that happen. He says the families have all come together to support the George Floyd Act. It's a civil rights and police reform bill still waiting on a vote in the Senate.
Felicia, thank you.